This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, everybody. Good thing you tuned in to this version of America Tonight. Coming up in our second hour, we've got Nailed the Score. Wow. NFL in full throttle. Second week in the NFL. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. More important, bragging rights if you correctly nail the score, the game of the week. Again, that's in our last segment in our second hour if you are listening to me live. And just for participating, I'll send you some packets of my favorite pal, Stephen Hewer's great product, One World Way. For all the people last week, your shipments are on the way. Hillary Clinton is going to return to the campaign trail on Thursday. So after seeing the jarring video of her from a little bit far away where a photographer had gotten the video, you could see that clearly she wasn't doing well. Now her campaign announces that she's going to catch up on reading briefings, making calls, and she will be back on the trail on Thursday. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us. So that's right, that they announced it's going to be Thursday and she's going to rejoin her so-called campaign. I say so-called because she is the campaign, but she's going to jump back on the proverbial trail. But in the meantime, that's a couple of days that the Trump people can take advantage of this. And what are they saying about Hillary Clinton?
They have not really delved too heavily into the issue of her health. That's something that they've been pretty remarkably restrained on to a large extent. Trump had suggested at one point that there is something going on there, but in the larger scheme of things of how bombastic he typically is, this is sort of a change for him. They're largely focusing on the deplorable remarks. But as for her campaign apparatus, it's still pretty strong. She has a pretty broad base of surrogates. Chelsea Clinton was in North Carolina today. We had Obama appearing in Pennsylvania for her on her behalf. We had Bill Clinton on the campaign trail as well today. So, while she may be the crux of the campaign, she certainly has a lot of people out there who, you know, really do bring out the crowds.
How about this, Justin? I talked about this after you jumped off yesterday, but the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and his counterpart in Russia saying that there is a ceasefire, if you will, in Syria. What's now happened with that?
This is expected to be going into place at least at some point tomorrow. That's sort of the latest development we've got from that. This is basically an agreement for the U.S. and Russia to limit strikes to areas where there are, you know, sort of mutual understanding that there are, ISIS operatives or, insurgents who should be, or not insurgents, but rather militants who it's within the best interest to take out and to largely kind of keep this away from a, you know, sort of operation that would benefit the Assad regime, something that Russia has certainly been accused of at a good portion for this. Whether or not the ceasefire is going to hold, that obviously remains to be seen. There's been a number of instances previously where that's been sort of alluded to but has not really, stayed strongly in place. So that's something that's certainly going to be developing as this moves forward.
Yeah. How about, of course, covering the Hill, government funding? Haven't the talks rather stalled at this point?
Yeah, they are, and that's really, sort of a big issue. We have until September 30th to keep the government funded, throughout the remainder of the year. If that fails to be struck, there's going to be yet another government shutdown, much like the one that we saw in 2013. And on top of this, of course, there's a pretty big attempt to try to link in Zika funding on this, the $1.1 billion that was recently proposed to deal with the Zika issue at home over here, particularly in Florida. And that has really been one of the sticking issues in Congress that they haven't agreed to. So now they have sort of a two-prong operation where they both need to fund the government for the remainder of the year as well as trying to get legislation moving forward.
Yeah. I want to bounce back to the campaign for a second, and you've got two others, Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate running, and Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson and his running mate are going to be on 50 state ballots, all the ballots. That's pretty big, right? But what do the Democrats and the Republicans think of Gary Johnson? Are they concerned about him taking away any of their votes?
Gary Johnson has always been sort of the silent, presumable spoiler in this, something that could be a, sort of last-minute risk for either candidate. To a large extent, though, he hasn't really been able to reach above the 15% that he was expected to get. He was initially kind of floated to have believed to have been able to reach that, but he's been pulling at about 9% average. Oddly enough, the Aleppo remark that he made last week, wherein he asked what the city was expected to derail his support. But in fact, he hasn't really had any drop from that, according to a new NBC poll that was released today. But in terms of what impact he's going to have, that remains to be seen. There was a four-way race that was released today in the same NBC news poll that showed that with the only two candidates in the race, Hillary Clinton had a 4-point lead. With the other two factored in, she still had a 2-point lead. So this, of course, is a zero-sum game. He certainly could siphon off votes from, either candidate. But at this point, it's not really enough to sort of change the calculus of the race.
Yeah, wow. Crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much, as always, for joining us at the top of the show.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
So good stuff from Justin, talking about Gary Johnson, presumable maybe spoiler. Isn't it interesting that Aleppo, that comment, didn't know what it was, didn't know what Aleppo was about, didn't matter. So now pushing hard, Johnson is, to qualify for the debates. Last week we had my pal Greg Stebbin on the air talking about that at change.org, the push to have the other candidates on. Doubt it's going to happen. But the Commission on Presidential Debates requires that any candidate has to reach an average of 15% in 5 national polls to participate. He's currently just below 9% with 2 polls left to go. Isn't that interesting? So trying to boost his numbers in those 2 remaining polls, he's traveling around the country campaigning like a maniac in states like Maine, if you're listening to me in Maine, the great state of Florida, if you're listening to me there, and I know a lot of people do, Washington. Same thing, a lot of people listening to us in Washington. If he can't get between, check it out, 20% and 25% in the last 2 polls, he won't hit his targets. I mean, who knows that he could hit his targets? Who's to say that won't happen? Highly unlikely, but not impossible. Not impossible for him to do that. And wouldn't that be interesting? That would throw a real monkey wrench, I think, into the one-on-one Clinton versus Trump. Now you'd have somebody else, an interloper, that would be part of the, I'm just saying, for the purposes of the debates, making that, I think, pretty intriguing. There was a lot of flap coming out of Colin Powell's camp. I'll tell you why coming up on the flip side. And an Arizona driver hits officers and faces attempted murder charges. What's that about? A driver who plowed into 2 cops outside a Phoenix gas station. Very, very sad story. As we catch the buzz on the fly around the states next here on America Tonight.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows. Every day my confusion grows.
Sweet! What's buzzworthy? Shaken here on the planet Earth, specifically in your hood, your neighborhood, and my neighborhood. So anyway, here's what is buzzworthy. As I check, and I mentioned a couple of these stories heading into our break, so we got to pay those bills, right? So Colin Powell, this is what the deal is. The former Secretary of State and the retired four-star general, who many of us wanted to and thought he was going to run at one point in our lives, did not, served under three Republican presidents, we know that, called Donald Trump a national disgrace, an international pariah. That was a personal email. So June 17th, it was an email to Emily Miller, a journalist who was once Powell's aide. And he said he is in the process of destroying himself. No need for the Democrats to attack him. And at Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, whom Powell wrote, is calibrating his position again. That's what he. This was back in June. So this was leaked, and this is. You know, these are unconfirmed ties to Russian intelligence services. They got Powell's emails. So that's an email that they blasted out there. Powell blasted Trump for embarking on a racist movement, insinuating President Barack Obama was not born in the United States. And Powell wrote, yep, the whole birther movement was racist. That's what 99% believe. When Trump couldn't keep that up, he said he also wanted to see if the certificate noted that he was a Muslim. So he basically just ripped Trump from one end to the other. He also jumped on Roger Ailes, the Fox News CEO who advises Trump, and said that Ailes as an advisor won't heal women, don't you think? So, wow. It's not that you're just completely shocked, but isn't it interesting that some Russian hacker gets a hold of the emails? They know how, supposedly, they know how to pick through it, and they pop this one out there in time for, I don't know, for it to kind of make its way into newspapers and on radio and television. And I don't think that, I mean, what are the Trump people going to do? They're not going to say, it's just a strange, it's a strange deal with email. I don't think that anything is really going to shatter the Trump facade. Nothing's cracking there, you know what I mean? Especially since they have Kellyanne Conway, who knows how to maneuver around such things. And this email might, you know, Colin Powell might rip Trump and say he's a national disgrace, but that's not going to sink Trump's chances. I mean, it's just like Trump calling Hillary's deplorables worse than Romney's 47%. And it's just a war of words. I mean, this is what we have here. We have a giant wall. Picture this wall in your mind. I want you to picture this for a second. Remember how they used to have those walls where people wore, and they still do, I think, at some bars, where people had Velcro suits. They put Velcro suits on. I think I did that once for a television live shot, actually. And you jumped against the wall, and that everybody thought that was just hilarious. Like you were like a fly to fly paper. You just stuck on that wall. And this is what we have. We have these walls that are full of words, and every day something different pops up. It's like you just stick it up there. Racist, deplorable. Hillary is cancer. Donald Trump's hair isn't real. I mean, his wife is naked. It's just insane, isn't it? If you could just see all of those stories plastered all over a wall, and let's just say we put them in, took pictures and put them in a time capsule, and somebody 100 years from now saw those, what would they be thinking? What would they think looking at that? Didn't they have something better to talk about this election? All right, this story is a really crummy, lousy story. It is. It's a crummy story, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. An Arizona driver hit some officers and now is facing attempted murder charges. And two police officers were actually hit. They were outside of a Quick Trip, and a driver just plowed into them, you know, at this Phoenix gas station, and then started to scuffle with another police officer who managed to get out of the way. They say it was a violent, intentional act. They say Mark Payne drove his car right at the cops before hitting the patrol car and crashing into the front of the Quick Trip store. This happened at 2 a.m., and they say they're pretty confident it was intentional, so that's attempted murder. Payne was taken to a hospital in serious condition and expected to be booked into jail when he's released. Three counts of attempted first-degree murder, two counts of aggravated assault is probably what he'll face, And so you think of this outrage, and you think of this year, what's happened. You think of the attacks in Baton Rouge and, of course, Dallas, which we talked about here and covered the five police officers, just awful. And now this crazy thing with this guy in Phoenix. It shows a car barking, you know, coming out of a space, circling the parking lot, and then accelerating toward the three cops. So one of the cops, a 41-year-old police sergeant, had a broken leg. A 36-year-old veteran officer had minor injuries, and a 33-year-old officer in his first day of training had a head injury. And the video shows the rookie cop thrown just boom in the air, hitting the front windshield of the suspect's car. But the one cop managed to jump out of the way, was injured during the struggle. Are you kidding me? So he runs, plows into them, and then fights. And, of course, the gas station, you know, the car smashes right into the front of the gas station. So that thing's closed down. They have to pull the car away and everything else. The Phoenix mayor, you know, thanks the police officers for what they do and wishes them a speedy recovery. What are they going to do? But people are still talking about that one. Seeing them circle around and then just, boom, plow into them like that. I mean, that's just, it is insane. It is targeting. And completely, just completely without any thought of, again, what could have happened there with these cops. It used to be, no matter how crazy, vile, or violent a criminal was, I'll call them criminals, a bad guy, you would, the cops were all off limits. You know, you wouldn't do that. There's no way. You're not going to get sent up the river for going after police officers. But look at, no fear, just absolutely no fear in Arizona. Terrible. That's what it is. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. All right, one final buzzworthy note here. So if you're keeping score, we go from the emails of Colin Powell and his words to the Arizona nutball that hit the officers and is in the hospital. Once he's out, he'll face attempted murder charges. To the new poll that says 60% of American voters said they would stop buying products from Iran. And I was thinking this to myself. I don't know, how many Iranian products, though, do you have in your home? China? Different story. Made in China? Thank you very much. Even if you think you're not buying made in China, start to turn some things over and you'll be stunned. But anyway, there was this poll I thought was interesting, Republicans and Democrats and Independents. And the survey found that 56% of the people who responded said they would sell their stock in companies that conducted business with Iran and invested elsewhere. That's how serious they were about not doing business with Iran. 60%, no product. 70, important for firms to disclose any dealings with Tehran. Let's see if they disclose it. I don't think we're going to see a big line for that. Hang with us. We're talking numbers next. We can count on ATN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
And whatnot, as far as Clinton's health was concerned. We do know this to be true. After Sunday, it was at the event, the 9/11 event, and after 40 minutes, that was when things went south for the Democratic nominee for president, and when she was rushed to her car, or a waiting car, and, you know, was whisked away, and then it wasn't the 10 different versions that we've heard. It was the one version, finally, that seemed to stick, and it was that Hillary Clinton had, in fact, on Friday, she was diagnosed with pneumonia, and the idea was, okay, we're not going to necessarily reveal this pneumonia thing, and that has been all the conversation that we've seen and heard this past, this past day around the land. Everybody trying to hypothesize what really is happening with Hillary Clinton. I mean, even reports that she's got cancer, reports that it's a serious case of vertigo, everything and anything that you can imagine. I heard today on various talk radio that I was sampling on my way to an event. So how about that? All right, some more hardcore numbers, and that includes this. It includes the fact that you know, there have been some interesting reports about this Lillian Aldridge necklace. You know who Lillian Aldridge is? 73 carats. I want to know Lillian Aldridge. 73 carats. Now, Lillian Aldridge is just the face of Bulgari, and that's what that's about. And she says it's just a dream come true. 73 carats? I think you would need guards to help you there with that many carats around your neck, but it's a pretty incredible sight to, you know, to see. So check this out. Do we care if they say diamonds are a girl's best friend? I don't think so. 73 carats of emeralds, sapphires, and diamonds. It's all mixed into one. All mixed into one. How much does that necklace cost? All those sapphires and diamonds and everything else mixed in between. You know what's interesting? I tried to get a price on that just because I was so curious, and there was no price to be had. We're not going to tell you what that necklace is worth. You try to guess, because we don't want somebody figuring out where it is. Colleges, the best. It's always a source of either contention or pride as to where colleges ranked. Are you shocked that Princeton tops the list of 2017 U.S. News best college rankings? Are you shocked about that? Probably not, right? Wouldn't an Ivy League school like Princeton be probably somewhere near the top? Well, check this out, though. They assess 18,000 U.S.-based colleges and universities. Of all of those, 1,374 are ranked. Princeton was followed by Harvard. The University of Chicago, after that, how about that, was ranked ninth. 10 years ago, but now is right behind that. Yale University and the University of Chicago were tied for third. John Hopkins jumped from 16 about a decade ago, making the top 10. So that's, I don't think necessarily that unusual again. Five, by the way, was Columbia, six, or actually they were tied five. Columbia and Stanford, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, 7. Duke University was 8. University of Pennsylvania, that's where Donald Trump went and all his children, that checked in at number 8 or 9, depending on if you had it in a tie. And if we went all the way down the list, the University of Notre Dame tied for 15th. Washington University in St. Louis was up there. You get the idea. And then, the, you know, those are private. So then if you went to public universities, Cal Berkeley, University of California, L.A. was on there, University of Virginia, Michigan made the list. They make the list a lot. University of Wisconsin, I know we have people listening to us in Madison, that made the list. University of California, a lot of California, all the California. It's like a list of California universities. You know, there's like 15 of them because they pump some big bucks into it. That's why. So for those of you who wanted to know where those colleges fell, I just gave them to you on this version of We Can Count. How about this? Army officer Chelsea Manning ends a hunger strike. People forgot about this, but this was serious doings. You know, she is 35 years old, was sentenced after a massive leak of national security secrets, and Chelsea has ended the hunger strike. This was, this was something that was talked about and then sort of went away and then came back again. So it made news, or the Manning story, anyway, certainly made news. No question about that. But Manning was looking pretty thin. I mean, this had been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And again, now just saying that the hunger strike is over. How about this? Dancing with the Stars is evaluating its procedures, its safety procedures, after Ryan Lochte was attacked during a version of Dancing with the Stars. I say attacked, verbally really attacked. There were a couple of men, two men wearing anti-Lochte t-shirts that rushed the stage after his performance and went after him. And they were screaming, liar, liar, and that they had to go to commercial break and all this sort of stuff. So now what they're saying is they're looking at the safety and security of the cast and crew, because that's the of utmost importance, they say. Longtime series host Tom Bergeron said on Good Morning America that the incident was really unnerving. He said, I think they proved they weren't VIP seats. They were just part of a typical audience. And they went through the screening process like anybody else. They had dressed appropriately for the show, then tore those away to reveal those T-shirts. The audience said they didn't know what to do because they thought it was part of the show, and they're always skeptics about everything, but, you know, there you go. So who are the two guys? Sam Satatu, 59, and Barzine Surundi, 25, were the ones who, again, went on the stage. And it's crazy to see it. I mean, not during the dance, but right after the dance that happened. And I'm thinking, why are they doing that? Then there was no reason given. Like, were they trying to get their 15 minutes of fame? Were they just trying to go in after Lochte? What was the reasoning behind that? And there is no reason that has been given. So they, in other words, they don't know. They don't know what caused them to sneak in there and do what they did. All right, a crazy story in the money section of a couple of different papers that I read today. Yes, I read papers online about Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. They say Oprah Winfrey's halo effect on Weight Watchers is disappearing fast. It says the media mogul and 10% owner of Weight Watchers has seen $117 million in wealth vanish as shares of the company have crashed, ready for this, 66% from their high in November of 2015 on enthusiasm over her involvement with the company. So shares of Weight Watchers down 68 cents or 6.6% to $9.68 after the company said it was replacing its CEO. So the value of the company dropped $1.2 billion in value since it hit its peak after Winfrey came on board. Boy, that is a crazy deal, isn't it? So why would Weight Watchers take such a hit? Because I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that question, and I couldn't find anything really in the numbers other than, is it the amount of people who are signing up? What is it? So Oprah Winfrey lost a little in the wallet, certainly. It's, shares soared. She made a profit in 2 days of $73 million. Now she's given that and more back. How about that? All right, stay with us. We're taking some interesting places coming up in just a few here on America Tonight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Because we've got another version of Nail the Score. And here's what's really, really groovy cool. My pal, he uses the word groovy, my pal Stephen Hewer, the founder of Synergistic Nutrition, gave me a whole bunch of packets that I could just give out to everybody of One World Way, because he hears me constantly just bellowing about how much I love it. It's funny because today, I, of course, I'm always juggling. I had to run out the door, and what did I have? One World Way. It was easy. I had, I had my jug ready. I had my cup ready, and I threw my chocolate One World Way protein powder food into it, mixed it up, and I was good to go, my friends. And I felt good because I'm getting that nutrition, all those elements that I wasn't getting, frankly, before. I mean, meaning even the things that I should naturally be getting more of, vitamin A and C and calcium and iron and all that good stuff. So, there's no strings attached. I'm just going to send you a bunch of packets. And I sent three different people who called in last week packets, so they're already on their way. That would be Grim, That would be Dan, and that would be Pete and Ray as well. So all of you, so actually four. So all of you have the stuff headed your way. As we motor through, and we started off the hour talking about Hillary Clinton, she's not jumping on the campaign trail again until Thursday. So Barack Obama has actually was in Philadelphia and was talking today about the Trump campaign. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, he spent most of his life trying to stay as far away from working people as he could. And now this guy's going to be the champion of working people. Huh? I mean, he wasn't going to let you on his golf course.
Yeah, the golf course thing, that's for sure. You're not getting near his golf courses. And so Obama blasts Trump as a phony champion of the working class. He allowed himself to vent about Trump, who he says, I was reading the Washington Post quotes from it, isn't fit in any way, shape, or form to represent this country. And I think he's kind of picking up the mantle for Clinton because of the fact that she's out for a couple of days with the pneumonia. I don't think there's any way. I was thinking about this the other day, too, when all that was announced. I don't know in modern times, especially with the crazy avalanche of social media that we have running through our world, how easy it would be to really consistently pull off the you're okay and you're not sick, and then all of a sudden it's revealed that you have pneumonia. I think that's tough. I think it's tough to hold on to that. Because I think there's so many ways of that leaking out. And so it's very surprising that they, I don't know, it's very surprising that they went in that direction. Why not just say, hey, she's not feeling great, just like so many other people, she caught pneumonia. I don't know. Why do people shy away from what the obvious is? That would be the obvious thing to say. And I guess it's because of her age and the questions about her health. But the questions are there about Trump, too. If Trump was in his 50s, a whole different story. But they're the same age, pretty much. So, you know, 1 year difference. And there have been conversations about both of them and their health. How about this? Speaking of health, I read this thing, this study about CEOs. Are you the CEO of a company? Are you listening to America Tonight right now? An Australian study has found that about 1 in 5 corporate executives are psychopaths. They say roughly the same amount as prisoners. Wow. I don't know. I kind of believe that. Do you believe that? They say that what the deal is that a forensic psychologist conducted the study, and the findings suggested that businesses should improve their recruitment screening. They say that recruiters tend to focus on skills rather than personality features, and it's led to firms hiring successful psychopaths who may engage in unethical and illegal practices or have a toxic impact on colleagues. That's not good. Because for psychopaths, it's a game, and they don't mind if they violate morals. It's about getting where they want in the company and having dominance over others. That's kind of frightening, I think, actually. Right? This research was done from the University of San Diego, and it was based on a study of corporate professionals in the supply chain management industry across the U.S., which is a very big, very, very big business. And they say typically psychopaths create a lot of chaos and generally tend to play people off against each other. Oh, that would be a brutal, excuse me, work, I have like hiccups. That would be a brutal work environment, wouldn't it? Trying to play people off of each other. I had a boss one time like that, and it was crazy. It was crazy because the people he tried to play off of each other weren't really playing the game. I don't know if they were burned out and said, you know, whatever, or they were looking, but they weren't all in with his game, but he was definitely doing that, no question. All right, here's something that's even more frightening to me. A psychopathic boss is one thing, but how about these passengers just completely terrified on an easy jet flight as a deported migrant screamed, "Death is coming," 17 times. Sat in the seat and screamed it and screamed it out 17 times, and then shouted, "Allah Akbar, and today we will die." Yeah, that would not be good. This was a plane that was going from Gatwick to Venice, and somebody recorded it. It was an 11-minute audio, and I listened to it. It's an 11-minute audio recording. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but pieces of it, that captured the man's tirade, and he did scream that, "Allah Akbar, death is coming, we will die," all of that. They try to subdue him, but they, they couldn't gag him. And people were saying the worst case scenario is that something was going to happen, and it was very daunting. Like, the whole flight was just absolutely awful. They felt threatened and worried that something sinister was going to happen. But he was trying to do that, and he elicited that reaction from the people who were on the jet. And for EasyJet, they say, "We acknowledge that on this occasion, the situation on board could have been distressing for other passengers, and we apologize for that." Ugh. Could have been distressing. I think it would be incredibly distressing to have somebody screaming that out. Are you kidding me? Imagine if that were a Southwest jet and somebody screamed over and over again, "Allah Akbar, death," and then screamed, "Death is coming," and then went through a series of other brutal sayings about death and whatnot. Whether you think he was just a rambling idiot or not, I guarantee it would definitely rock you a little bit. Definitely. And even in trying to subdue him, you don't know if he knows something, and we know these things about bombs, and is there anything under the plane, and what do you do? If it was a Southwest plane or an American or a Delta or any of those, I think they would just drop the plane down. That plane would not keep moving. It just wouldn't. It would not arrive to its destination. It would just be downed wherever this nut went off. I mean, just crazy. All right, thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.